then during festival time, usually everything is quite rushed, and the atmosphere is an atmosphere of extreme busyness and of meeting with the devotees. This festival is an atmosphere of struggling with the rain. Therefore, within each of our Vaishnava holidays, we are trying to put a period which is a little bit more meditative and allows you and the festival goers to think very deeply about the personality to whom we are, for whom we are celebrating this festival. Today is Shinga Day's appearance day, and therefore this program is called Nrsimha Smaranam, to remember Lord Nrsimhadev. Smaranam, or remembering of Krishna, is one of the most cherished, or what do you say, it is the goal which we have in our sadhana. We want to remember Krishna always, never forget him, and this is the goal of our sadhana. All other rules and regulations are just meant to be servants to these two essential principles. So Nrsimha Smaranam should be a possibility where you absorb yourself in the chanting of the holy name of Lord Nrsimhadev, and where you also listen from advanced Vaishnavas like our Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, and I hope others will come, about sections about Lord Nrsimhadev. This is the idea of Nrsimha Smaranam. You can stay as long as you want. It is, as I said, a more meditative program which wants to help you to get into the mood. Now, as a musician, I have a devotee whom most of you do not yet know. It is Radhi Prabhu, a disciple of Srila Sattvarup Maharaj, who is in New York. He has learned throughout his life the art of performing Vaishnava Bhajan. You will be able to hear him on tape in a few weeks when the tape which we recorded in Hannover will be released to the Vaishnava world. The tape which accompanies the new songbook and teaches you for each song the authentic Vaishnava melody. So I'm going to request Radhi Prabhu to maybe start with Namaste Narasimhaya. Yes. And please, again, this is a meditative program. Just absorb your consciousness into chanting the holy names of the Lord and listening about his different leelas. First, we will ask His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj to address the audience with something pertinent about the Nrsimhadev. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj will also give a lecture this evening around 5 o'clock in the tent.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. So this is my good fortune that I am present here in Nrsimha Kshetra for this year Nrsimha Chaturdashi. Before 3-4 years I was here also. So though I am not so much capable of speaking to the audience like you, all the elevated Vaishnavas here, but Maharaj being very affectionate towards me, he has given me chance. In fact, Maharaj training me how to speak. Though I have spoken to thousands of Bengali people in Bengal, but not to so many foreigners at a time. So I would like to thank Maharaj, and depending upon his blessings, I'll speak few words in my broken English. I hope all of you to try to understand this English. In fact, Lord Nrisimhadev Maharaj, the subject he has kept, Nrisimha Smaranam, very appropriate thing, Nrisimha Smaranam, because Prahlad Maharaj, out of 9 kinds of devotional service, it was Smaranam. Prahlad Maharaj, he is the example of Smaranam. How by remembering, he achieved this love of Godhead. So, Lord Prahlad Maharaj, always he was remembering his Lord Srihari. That's why Maharaj this morning he was explaining how the Prahlad Maharaj, he was 5 years old, very small boy, still he was putting into trouble, so much trouble, to the conqueror of the 3 worlds, the Hiranyakashipu. He was conqueror of the 3 worlds, but still he was completely perturbed by the behavior of the small boy, Prahlad Maharaj, his own son. So now I'll discuss in very briefly how Prahlad Maharaj was treated by Hiranyakashipu, and how by remembering Vishnu he has been saved throughout his life. So as all of you know the story from Srimad Bhagavatam, how Hiranyakashipu, he got perfection, blessings of Brahma, then after getting the blessings of Brahma, he became very powerful and came back to his kingdom. In the meantime, Prahlad Maharaj, who was in the womb of his mother, where Hiranyakashipu went for performing austerities, then he was protected by Narad Muni, and then he took birth also. So when Hiranyakashipu came back, he sent Prahlad Maharaj to learn from his guru. A Shukracharya is the guru of all the demons, and he was not there. Samba and Sanda and Amarka, they are teaching Prahlad Maharaj. So one day, Prahlad Maharaj was brought from his school. Then Hiranyakashipu, very affectionately, he asked Prahlad Maharaj, please tell me what you have learned in school. So Prahlad Maharaj told, if you really want what I have learned in my school, first of all, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that personality who is the beginning and middle of and end of everything, who is the cause of everything, who is never destroyed, to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Achyuta. So when he heard this word, Achyuta, immediately he became like fire. He could never hear this word Achyuta, the name of the Lord. So he became very angry upon the teacher, Sanda and Amarka. So what you guys are doing? You are teaching Prahlad the glories of my enemy. Then they were very afraid of to see that Hiranyakashipu is so angry. They said, no sir, please listen first of all. We have never taught this thing to Prahlad. Then he is telling something that we have not taught to him. Then Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, whom did you learn it from? He said, I learn it from Vishnu, who is residing in everyone's heart. Then he became more angry. So how Maharaj is telling this morning, how Prahlad Maharaj is making Hiranyakashipu more and more angry. So for each and every question Prahlad Maharaj is answering, something related to Vishnu. Of course Prahlad Maharaj is enjoying this, because the discussion with his demoniac father, at least some Vishnu Katha was going on, he was releasing. So then he said, Vishnu, he is reminding, he is giving me all this knowledge. See, who is this Vishnu? Who is the Vishnu? I am your protector. I am the Lord of everything. Who is the Vishnu? Your Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj said, Vishnu is not only my Lord. He is the Lord of all your citizens here. Even if he is Lord, your Lord. Then he became more angry. Then he threw Prahlad Maharaj. He told, oh, something wrong with this boy. My small boy, nobody has talked to him. And he thought, he must be possessed by something. This is not my son Prahlad can speak like this. He is haunted by something. Some entity possessing you. That's why you are speaking like this. Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, I am possessed by something. Who is possessing everything? Even if he is possessing you. He is possessing all the living entity. Everyone is possessed by him. That is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Srihari. Then he thought, this boy needs some training, proper, more training. This time he is not so angry. He was angry, but he did not react. He did do any harm to Prahlad Maharaj. He said he should go to Guru Griha, to the house of spiritual master, learn there more nicely. Then again he was sent to his school. Then after some time, when he came back, then again Hiranyakashipu asked him, please tell, what have you studied? He said, yes, first of all, that personality, that Lord, who is the cause of Pradhan and Prakriti, who is the cause of and all the cosmic manifestation, let him be pleased upon us. So when he prayed like this, immediately Hiranyakashipu thought, he is a Kulangar. Kulangar means the bad element in your family. So he should be finished. So he ordered to all his people, you finish him right now. So immediately, thousands, hundreds and thousands of demons, they jumped on top of the small Prahlad Maharaj with their swords and everything. So Prahlad Maharaj, he is not disturbed. He was thinking of Vishnu. He was thinking that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is existing everywhere, who is existing within my heart, you are also existing within this sword and weapons. Please protect me. So he has not harmed at all. Then Hiranyakashipu said, my dear boy, I will protect you from this danger. Don't be worried. He said, who are you to protect me? Hiranyakashipu, you don't get afraid of. You just don't take the name of my enemy. No, I will protect you. He said, who are you to protect me? I am protected by Vishnu. Even if by remembering whose name, the Jamaraj, will run away. By remembering the name of Vishnu, there will be no birth, death, old age and disease. So he is protecting me. So you don't have to protect me. He was more angry. So to listen from Prahlad Maharaj like this. Then he said, Hiranyakashipu told, he called all the snakes. Okay. I'll tell the snake thing, then I'll finish. Okay. So he called all the snakes like Takshak was the snake who killed Parikit Maharaj. Most ferocious snake, Takshak, Lumbak, some snakes like that. Then they came and they tried their best to kill Prahlad Maharaj by biting him. So how to speak of to kill Prahlad Maharaj? They tried so much that the whole body became hot, burning like anything. Their jewel on their head became pale. Even if the teeth fall down from their mouth, still they could not put a little scratch on the body of Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj was protected from there. Then one after another, more thing Hiranyakashipu will apply. Within future sometime we will discuss. I will listen something about Nrisimhadev directly.
Maybe in the evening you will discuss what happened after the snake. Thank you very, very much, and we feel sorry to move on. We have a little bit less time, and the Abhishek will start at 3 o'clock. So we will continue chanting a little bit the holy name. We request Garuda to please play the Madanga. The next devotee who will enlighten us about Lord Nrisimhadev is Tattva Vik Prabhu, who edited with Atma Tattva Prabhu together the book which you all read, The Nectar of Book Distribution. He has been an editor of Srila Prabhupada's books also, he has been an editor since long in the service of Srila Prabhupada, and will enlighten us something in maybe a little time like 5 minutes. He says he's an editor, he knows time.
Marathon by reading all of the chapters about Prahlada and Srinagar. There are 10 chapters, it takes a long time. I started 2 weeks ago and I wrote the last chapter. Anyway, I found some nectar about preaching in the second to the last chapter. Prahlada pacifies the Lord with prayers. This is the chapter which says the verse that he sees there are many stupid persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and the towns, they go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, and they're not interested in delivering us. Some of us, even now, we're attracted to this by hearing about mystic meditation. I was speaking to a bhakta from Zurich who told me that he was also thinking, I'll go to the Himalayas and live, before he became a book distributor. So they did that in the past. They used to live in the mountains, live in the forest, walk around, and be in a solitary place that was considered conducive. Or observing silence, that's another thing. One famous bogus spiritualist, this Tibetan Dalai Lama, he appeared in New York, Central Park, last summer, I think, and came on the stage, and while people were waiting with him to say, he remained silent. And he maintained his silence for 20 or 30 minutes. And Prabhupada comments on this. Prabhupada was so astute that he was able to preach Krishna consciousness in opposition to these other methods of so-called methods of liberation. He says that there are many people who observe silence, sometimes to just make a big show. There are also people who observe silence for one day a week. Some people think that's a very spiritual thing to do. But Vaishnavas do not observe such silence. Silence means not speaking foolishly. One who speaks about the glories of the Lord has no need to be silent. So Prabhupada points out that those who want to be liberated, maybe they'll try to do things like that, maintain silence, or make a show of meditation. Also in Germany now, I've spoken to people in Weimar, next door neighbors practically to us at the temple in Weimar, a young married young couple. They're into meditation. They have some guru in India, and they're advertising. This guru is advertising through magazine. This lady has achieved samadhi, and people go from Europe. They're attracted to see what is that because of these places. But anyway, what used to be helpful in liberation, maintaining silence, living in the mountains, nowadays it's just a show. So Prabhupada is very encouraging to the preachers in these purports. He says that every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. That's the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. The members must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy. So for those who are trying to control their senses, maybe by silence, living in a solitary place, they're trying to overcome the influence of material existence, but it's not so easy. And as it turns out, Prabhupada says it's not very easy to overcome the influence of material existence. Even if you're a devotee, sometimes you think, well, I'll go and chant Hare Krishna in a solitary place. But that won't work. Prabhupada says, there are many who like to chant Hare Krishna mantra in a silent, solitary place. But if one is not interested in preaching, not interested in talking constantly to the non-devotees, the influence of the modes of nature is very difficult to surpass. Therefore, unless one is extremely advanced in Krishna consciousness, he shouldn't imitate Hare Krishna mantra. So this is Prahlad Maharaj's preaching to us through Prabhupada's mercy. We're getting the message. Prahlad Maharaj was sent to this world to show the symptoms of a pure devotee. He came from the spiritual world at the Lord's request to show us how a pure devotee desires and how he acts and serves him. And Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I don't want to become liberated on my own. I want to take others with me back to Godhead so we can also try. Thank you very much.
Then the next part of the program will be a little interesting. We will ask our Dandadrik Prabhu to play a Hare Krishna mantra using the acoustic guitar. Now I know that some of you are not familiar with this guitar. Don't be afraid. It's highly spiritual.
Namaste, daste, daste, avir, avir, bhava.
Namaste, daste,
Vajanaka.
Vajanaka.
Vajadhamsa.
Vajadhamsa.
Namasaya.
Namasaya.
Randaya, randaya. I offer my respectful obeisances at the Lord Nrisimha Dev, the source of all power, O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. This means material desires. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Attending such mantras as this can grant spiritual perfection upon the devotees who chant this in sadachar, the proper behavior. Chanting mantras has a tremendous power on the consciousness. In fact, it transforms the consciousness, which may be material, full of material desires, into a consciousness which only desires Krishna. To illustrate this, point, I would like to narrate a story from the Nrisimha Purana about how it came that in the family of the greatest demon of the universe, Prahlad Maharaj was born, who came into this world to exhibit the behavior of a pure devotee. Prahlad Maharaj was the fifth of, or was one of five brothers, and it's interesting how he was conceived, because all his other four brothers, they're great demons. How did it come that he was such a poor birth in this family? Well, it happened like this. Once, his father, Hiranyakashipu, went to the Gandhamadana mountain in order to perform severe austerity. In fact, his potency, became so strong that the demigods on the higher planet felt the heat. And out of utter desperation, they went to Narada Muni and said, do something against this demon. He's accumulating power in order to destroy the whole universe. Narada Muni said, don't be afraid, demigods. the demon's influence does increase until the moment when he attacks his saintly son, Prahlad Maharaj. At that time, the Lord will personally appear and destroy the sinful demons. Now, Narada Muni said this at the time when Prahlad Maharaj was not yet conceived. He was not yet there. And the Devata thought, what is Narada Muni telling? But soon they began to understand. Narada Muni changed his form into the form of a little bird. He called his friend Parashara Muni, who did the same thing. Together, they both landed on a tree which was just next to where Hiranyakashipu stood. He raised his prana and accumulated all this mystic power. And when they sat there, they began to chant, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya,
Om Namo Narayanaya.
And the chanting was so strong that soon Hiranyakashipu got out of his concentration. Who chanted the name of my enemy Vishnu, whom I want to kill by getting all this potency? And he saw these two birds innocently chanting away.
Stop!
Om Namo Narayanaya.
I said stop!
Oh no, Narayanaya. He grew furious. In fact, he broke his austerity. He ran to the tree where he had hidden his weapons, took his bow, and began to shoot at the birds to kill them. The birds began to shoot. Fly and from up they said, chanted, Om Namo Narayanaya. So Hiranyakashipu felt so disturbed that he only could take to the medicine of sex life in order to get rid of his agitation. He went to the women in the palace. Everyone asked him, why are you coming back so soon? We thought you were going to do something special by accumulating power. He couldn't even talk because he just about and he lost the contact. Finally, when he went to his wife, he conceived a son while he was hearing in his ears, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. Now, the Bhagavad Gita, not the Gita, but it is said in Shastra that the consciousness of the father at the time of conception, or the consciousness of the mother, determines what kind of soul it exerts. Because his name was also with Om Namo Narayanaya, the great soul Prahlad Maharaj came and took birth in this unlikely combination of two otherwise totally demoniac people. That's the reason why, although Hiranyakashipu's family was so, demoniac, Prahlad Maharaj still took his birth there. Then, as we all have heard many times in the Srimad Chaturthi, Hiranyakashipu had a serious parental disagreement with his father, and as a result, finally, Hiranyakashipu wanted to kill him, but he was not, he was hindered to do so because Lord Nisinga Dev emerged in his ten-armed form out of the stamba, the pillar in which he was hidden. So this simple story has been used here to illustrate the point that by chanting a mantra, great things can happen in the consciousness. Great things can happen in the consciousness, and a transformation of consciousness can take place. Today, we of course want to stress the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, but with all our sincerity, I want to recommend to all of you who feel that there are still anattas in the heart and material desires, I want to recommend to you to call upon the Lord with this very powerful mantra, which has helped many devotees already in our movement to become free from the bewitching material desires which are obstacles or enemies in the path to pure Krishna consciousness. This mantra can be found in the 5th canto, chapter 18, text 8. Very easy to remember. 5:18:8. Please read it, and I can well imagine that you will be inspired to read it, to learn it by heart in this way, and it regularly for steady advancement in Krishna consciousness. We will thank you very much. We will end our Maranam now with a Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, again sung by our Rati Prabhu. Afterwards, we will witness the wonderful Abhishek of the Lord.
That during festival times, usually everything is quite rushed, and the atmosphere is an atmosphere of extreme busyness and of meeting different devotees. This festival is an atmosphere of struggling with the rain. Therefore, within each of our Vaishnava holidays, we are trying to put a period which is a little bit more meditative and allows you as the festival goer to think very deeply about the personality for whom we are celebrating this festival. Today is Sri Nrisimhadev's appearance day, and therefore this program is called Nrisimha Smaranam, to remember Lord Nrisimhadev. Smaranam, or remembering of Krishna, is one of the most cherished, or how do you say, it is the goal which we have in our sadhana. We want to remember Krishna always, never forget him. And this is the goal of our sadhana. All other rules and regulations are just meant to be servants to these two essential principles. So Nrisimha Smaranam should be a possibility where you absorb yourself in the chanting of the holy name of Lord Nrisimhadev, and where you also listen from advanced Vaishnavas like our Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, and I hope others will come, about sections about Lord Nrisimhadev. This is the idea of Nrisimha Smaranam. You can stay as long as you want. It is, as I said, a more meditative program which wants to help you to get into the mood. Now, as a musician, I have a devotee whom most of you do not yet know. It is Rati Prabhu, a disciple of Srila Sarasvarup Maharaj, who is in New York. He has learned throughout his life the art of performing Vaishnava Bhajan, and you will be able to hear him on tape in a few weeks when the tape which we recorded in Hannover will be released to the Vaishnava world. The tape which accompanies the new song book and teaches you for each song authentic Vaishnava melody. So I'm going to request the Radhi Prabhu to maybe start with Samasti Narasimhaya. Yes. And please, again, this is a meditative program. Just absorb your consciousness into chanting the holy names of the Lord and listening about his different leelas.